740 on WTOP. You might like baseball or hockey better, but the most popular sport in the country is professional football. One woman who fell in love with the sport while watching the Dallas Cowboys in the early 80s and has been watching ever since says now she's had enough.
And her name is Roxanne Jones. She's former vice president at ESPN. She has watched and covered football for decades, but now she says between the terrible damage she says concussions are doing to players and other scandals involving off-field violence, she's falling out of love with the sport. Jones got on the phone with Dimitri and myself a little earlier.
Having covered sports for almost the last 20 years, everybody knows that nothing is perfect. So we have many scandals in every sport. But for me, when there's an imbalance, when I can't enjoy the game as a fan, because now I watch the NFL and I think about the hits. I love hits. I love, love, love hits. I grew up just like anybody else. That was one of the most exciting parts of football, just like the crashes in NASCAR, right? I mean, we're sports fans. We can admit that. But that came as an unabashed sports fan, not really understanding the harm that was being done to players. But in covering the game, going through so many scandals with football, now we come upon, and we've been talking about concussions for 20 years. This isn't a new story. But as more scientific research has come to fore, my hope would be that we can all still love the game and we can all admit that it's very dangerous and then immediately start looking for ways to make it safer for the guys playing on the field now and for the whole, you know, lineup of young boys now who are playing the game and imitating the NFL. And I think that the NFL, the league, and in some part the union has failed to protect the players. The people who bring us this excellent game has lied and covered up for the public, for the fans, and really, really, really has been more concerned about marketing the game, selling the game, making money off the game, and not trying to ruin the golden egg. For me, that's a big disappointment.
There was a documentary that aired last week that was right along these lines, and you have said that it should be mandatory viewing for everyone. Why do you say that?
Well, I'd say everyone, and I mean the players as well. Players in the NFL, players in college level, peewee players. I go to a lot of youth sports games because it's an education and it's information. And so the same way we get information for anything else that we're going to do. You know, if we have a business, we want all the information we can get. If we're studying for an exam at school, we want all the information we can get. And so I think that it's just information. No matter what side you fall on, whether you're with the league and thinking, well, there's been 20 years of research around this, but we still don't have enough to say that conclusively that the game causes head injuries that could be life-threatening. So, okay, say that's your stance. You should still watch this documentary so you are smarter about the game.
You said you're not in any way proposing banning football or doing away with it, but aren't we doing that? The more we learn, the fewer parents will allow their kids to play, and pretty soon you don't have anybody to choose from when it comes to the college and NFL ranks. The game is done.
I think, you know, many have argued that we are. I have a son. I would not let him play football. I remember the day he came home and he said coach wanted him to be quarterback. He's 6'6". And I thought, oh, my goodness. First, I thought of Randall Cunningham and all the greats. And I thought, oh, yes. But then I put on my mother hat and I said, heck no, you're not playing. No, you can't play football. You can play basketball, play lacrosse, play soccer, play anything, swim, but don't do it. And I was terrified. Not because I had any conclusive evidence that he would have suffered two or three concussions and then somewhere down the line he might fall into depression or dementia or in any way I was giving him brain damage. So I don't want him to play. I think that does dry up some of the future NFL college football players, but I'm afraid that what we'll go to is a system where the most uneducated, the poorest, those kind of kids, as we see in many other sports, like boxing, that started out with an immigrant sport. It was a way out. It was a way up. And it was a way, if you couldn't really do much more, you could fight. It was an honorable thing. And I think that football could potentially turn into that.
Roxanne Jones, founding editor of ESPN the magazine, former vice president at ESPN. She's co-author of Say It Loud, an illustrated history of the black athlete.